I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, our guest is the love the hosts find between each other.
Well, we started off quite a love fest.
I was yelling at Drew.
Not just a little bit.
Well, you know what I like to do? Here's what I like to do in life. I like to speak in code. And then when people don't understand me, I like to yell at them for being stupid. I was yelling at Drew about the arrows. The arrows are
God forbid, if that hadn't been what you meant, and
no.
I made an assumption that's
no.
what you meant.
Well, you're always wrong with those assumptions. Drew and I yell about the arrows in this godforsaken dump known as Culver City where we work. Actually, working at Westwood One is sort of working in a dump inside of a larger dump. Culver City's a dump because it is one big goddamn arrow. One big red arrow. And for those of you who haven't heard me scream about this a million times, you get one more quick time at this. I understand the left turn arrow so that you can turn left.
The green.
Because, yes, the green left turn arrow during traffic hours, it's important that 5, 6, 8 cars make that left. Otherwise, it starts piling up. That I understand, and I think it's a good idea. You know, not necessary on Sunday at 4 in the morning, but a good idea during traffic times. When that arrow then turns red, there's no reason for that.
Right.
It should go from green to neutral to nothing, which they used to do. Now they turn red. Now I pull up at intersections with a red arrow.
I've forgotten about the neutral one. It was just a green one at the bottom.
Yes.
It would turn on with
the arrow. Here's the way they used to do it.
Yeah.
They used to go, hey, it's green, go ahead. Everyone, scoot, scoot, scoot. Go, 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 go.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it would just turn to nothing, and now you're on your own, just like the old days. You make a left when it's safe to make a left,
yeah.
And when the signal turns yellow or orange or whatever you call it, two of you can scoot by at the end.
I've forgotten about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They used to trust you.
Yes.
Now you pull up to the signal, and it's red. And you look
it's
at the light, and the light is green, and you can't see headlights as far as the eye can see in front of you, and you sit there like a jackass waiting to be carjacked in this dump called Culver City. And then you have to wait for the light to completely cycle around again, turn red. Now, what kind of ass are you waiting at a signal for it to turn red when there's no traffic and you're trying to turn left? I run them, and I suggest everyone within the sound of my voice just run that goddamn red. Screw it. F them.
This could be F them. Presidential campaign.
Run it. I'm not going to sit there like an idiot. Run that red. Run that arrow. Who cares? If you don't see any cars coming, you turn left. That's what you've been doing your whole life. Why is it so dangerous all of a sudden? I ran one on the way here. F it. I'll run it on the way back. F you. F you. I'll do what I want. Jesus Christ. I swear to Christ, you get a ticket for that, too. You should be able to fight it.
Should we talk about your garage now, too, since you're really in a mood about...
No, and you know what I saw coming down the hill today?
A
couple of cops writing a ticket to some 28-year-old secretary who's driving a Leaf Jetta, who's running a little bit late for work, and rolled through a four-way stop. Get to work! You do what we want you to do! You hear me? We don't want you to give secretaries tickets for rolling through four-way stops! We want you to stop crime. That ain't crime.
All right.
Jesus
okay.
Christ. Who's going to say it? Cops, here's your job. You stop crime. You protect us. Protect. Protect us. Jesus Christ. Well, one cop's writing a ticket. What's the other one doing? Sitting in the car. There's not enough. There's not enough cops on the street. We don't have enough. We can't. I just, you know, you hear about this response time. Oh, it takes 45 minutes for the cops to get there. It's busy when you call 911. Then you ask them about it. Why is it that, what about 45 minutes response time? We don't have enough manpower. Really? Why you parked up Beachwood sitting in the driveway if you don't have enough manpower? Sucking on a coffee at 9:30 in the morning. That's manpower. That's man and lady power. It's a man and a woman in that car. Get down the hill and get busy. Jesus Christ. You do what we want you to do. Who's telling these people what to do? Stop crime. Not secretaries. Has anyone been terrorized by someone rolling through a four-way red? Four-way stop sign? Whose life has been affected by this? Whose families have been torn apart? Get busy. Don't park and hide. Let me explain something. The only time I want a cop hiding is when he thinks a crime is going to go down. Not fat chicks rolling through four ways. I don't want you hiding for that. Don't hide. Get out in the open and stop some crime. Drive me insane. They're hiding. Hey, here's a plan. I got a good plan. All of you go hide. All you cops, go hide somewhere and then write tickets to the folks that pay you. There's a plan. Everyone hide. Hide! The criminals will think you've left town. You guys hide, but don't hide by a bank. Don't hide by a liquor store. Go up the hill and hide. Go up in the nice neighborhood where the white people coast through stop signs. Find those people and bring them down. Oh, geez, the tragedy of a 28-year-old secretary running late for work, Drew. These women must be stopped. Thank goodness these guys were in place. I don't care if they have to stay there for 2 hours. If they can stop these people, well, it's a better place, isn't it? Stop hiding. You want to hide? You hide on the roof of a bank. You hide on the roof of a 7-Eleven. You hide like they hide in the 70s movies. You go undercover. You go hang out at the airport and do something.
You run around an orange van.
Yeah, don't hide by any stop signs. This drives me insane, Drew. Who decided this was a good plan? Where's our vote in this? And listen, I feel sorry for the guy on the beat. I really do, because you guys have had your nuts cut off by what your captain has had you do, which is go up the hill and hide. How much hiding do you do at the police academy? Do they got a fake stop sign in a hedge where you can hide? Is there a training class in hiding? Listen, the stakeout has been replaced by hiding. I don't like the idea of people they're supposed to protect us hiding to bust us. Get down the hill and get busy. Jesus Christ. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. One sits in the car and the other goes and explains it. And they got to explain to her what she did wrong. You know what you did, ma'am? Yeah, I'm sorry for rolling. I know, the car has wheels on it. It's confusing. You pull up to a stop sign. First off, don't put the goddamn thing there that says four-way, because that to me means keep going. Four-way don't mean S to me. You can see it's not even a four-way. It's a three-way. It makes a T. So all you got to do is turn your head half a turn to the right. You see that there's no other car at that stop sign. Why should you come to a complete stop there? Answer me. And if it's not a danger, what are you getting a ticket for? Jesus, cops, listen. I like you guys, I do. I don't want you to beat me when you pull me over tonight. But I want you to get busy stopping crime. Stop crime!
You
don't
have
not
a
secretary.
You have a bad
it drives
experience?
Me. I no
sort
no
of
no.
Mishap?
I'm waiting for my next
you
ticket.
You missed your nap.
I'm waiting
you
for
missed
my
your
next
nap.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the next ticket that I get for doing nothing.
Yeah.
For driving through a red arrow that wasn't there a week ago and I can't see headlights in front of me. Drives me insane. Get busy. Jesus Christ. Eventually, they're just going to assign you your own cop. You ride in your back seat and write your tickets as you drive.
Well, during the break, why don't you go out and like just tool around the block about three times, go through as many red arrows as you can, just to get that feeling out. You know?
I don't believe you should be able to write somebody a ticket for something that's not dangerous.
Don't you think you got to get that out of your system? Go out there and just
hey, listen,
run through a bunch
everybody,
of red arrows.
I run through them all
but
the time,
the break,
every day. And I suggest everyone else does too. Run them. Run them. Don't sit there like a jackass. Run them. You're sitting there, the light is green, there's no cars in front of you, you can't turn left. Why not? Run it. Run it, everybody. Please. If everyone did it, we'd be fine. Everyone do it. Please. Oh, just do it.
Civil disobedience.
Against stuff that doesn't make sense. I mean, we had civil disobedience against these Jim Crow laws. It was wrong to segregate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in hindsight, it doesn't seem like such a bad idea. But back then, we knew it was wrong. You see what I'm saying? And what did we do? We stood up. It's illegal. Illegal for the blacks to ride in the front of the bus, but they did it. And we praised them for that. This is no different. I'm the Rosa Parks of arrows, everyone. Turn left on that arrow.
A four-way stop
sign. Stand up. Stand up before I take a bullet in some motel balcony. Stand up for yourself. Take that nut you used to have and pull it out of your pants and turn left.
Here
no reason for that arrow.
All right.
All right. That's horrible. All right, Beth.
Well, I think you should check your mailbox, perhaps.
All right, what do you want?
Your mailbox?
What do you want, goofball?
Take my advice.
Hey, what do you want?
Okay, my question. I've been going out with my boyfriend now for a few months, and just something that's just mind-boggling me. I don't understand. I'm blowing him, right? You know, and I'm enjoying it probably just as much as he is. And every single time he refuses to come in my mouth. I don't understand it. He doesn't even understand it. We've talked about it, speculated a little bit as to why.
What was the speculation?
And
about?
I thought maybe you'd have some insight.
What was the speculation?
What did he say?
Yeah.
There's a couple answers, though. Which one was it? Oh.
Hey, Beth, hold on a second. When you enter the city of Isla Vista,
yes.
Do they hold you down, shove a bong in your mouth, and force you to smoke like that scene where they forced Roddy McDowell to watch this
Clockwork
horrible
Orange.
Noise in Clockwork Orange?
Is everyone
in Isla Vista baked?
No.
Is that Malcolm McDowell?
I'd have to say everyone in Isla Vista.
Let me tell you something about Anderson. I said, Roddy McDowell, I see Anderson starting to slide over to the microphone, and I yell, Roddy McDowell, Roddy!
Sorry, Malcolm.
I mean, Malcolm, sorry about it.
It's film, man.
Oh, kidding.
The other thing, you're aware there is Santa Barbara Community College.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you go to Santa Barbara Community College?
Huh? No.
No, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
Where do you go? You don't even go. What do you do?
I'm an anthropology major.
Right.
CSB.
Right. Yeah, you work at a hydroponics farm at the junior college. I don't know why he doesn't like this. What does he say?
He says that perhaps I will gain power or control over him by swallowing his chi.
Oh, please. Oh, my God.
Where does the chi go?
The chi on his gut.
I see. All right, so he's just as baked as you are.
You guys are not having sex?
No. I don't smoke pot.
Really?
No.
She has no excuse. You're not having sex with him then, right?
Oh, no, we have sex.
Right. Maybe he just prefers that?
Yeah, but he doesn't want it to go in her mouth. I don't know. Maybe he respects you or something. Maybe he doesn't want to make out with you when he's... Wait, hold on a second. Hey, Beth?
Oh, that was the other thing. He thought maybe it's disrespectful.
Well, there you go. Does he get going with his hand to sort of milk himself when he's done with you?
I do the work for him, yeah.
You do the work for him.
He's in a coma, you know, after by that point.
He doesn't want to take over.
No.
All right.
But he will go, you know... grab my ears or something to yank me off of him when it's time for him to come, you know, because he just won't have it.
Then he wants to have sex immediately?
No.
He's done.
That's weird.
He's done.
That's weird.
All right.
So he's not gay or anything?
No. My God.
All right, you're fine, Beth. Listen, you're dodging a bullet, babe. I don't know what you're complaining about. You understand? I know. You see, listen, men are about the bottom line, whereas women have to read something into everything. The women... it'll kill you. You read something into everything. The guy wants the orgasm in your mouth. Oh, we gotta sit down and talk about that. The guy doesn't want to do it. Even worse.
Yeah.
Which is it, ladies? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And here's guys are pragmatic, which is if the girl doesn't want to do something that we don't really want to do either.
That's good.
Fantastic.
Good.
That's when you got the life by the nut. Cops show up the first time. Let me tell you my domestic violence policy. Cops show up the first time, they break up the fight. But if they show up the second time, they're going to shoot somebody. When I'm in charge, that's my plan, because I don't need the cops running around playing nursemaid to everybody. These cops are not counselors. I don't like them being called out to the house every 10 minutes. My thing is, if you're a couple and you got someone, you're calling the cops, you got to get out of that house. You got to get apart. You know what I mean? The cops could show up once every 3 years, but if they're coming out a couple times a month, I want them to shoot somebody. I really do. And then,
what about just taking them to jail and let them cool off?
Okay, I'm all right with taking them to jail.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. But if the phone rings 2 weeks later and the cops are coming out again for another argument, then I want someone to be shot.
Well, first time, 2 weeks, second time, a month, third time, a year, and then let's go like that.
I want everyone, here's what I want. I want everyone to have 3 911 calls in their life. That's it. Use more than that. I look at 911 calls like lawsuits. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to find all the people in society that have called 911 more than 10 times in the last 2 years, and I'd like to find all the people in society who've had more than 3 lawsuits in the last 5 years, and I'd like to put them all in a big net, tie a rock to it, and throw it out in the middle of the ocean.
Okay, how cool.
These are the troublemakers. You know, it's always funny when one of these guys is out pleading this lawsuit, and it's like, Mr. Johnson, this is your 11th lawsuit in the last 18 months. Wouldn't that just raise a little bit of a flag if you're on the jury or the judge? You know what I mean? I've managed to make it 36 years without one lawsuit, and these guys are on their fifth in the same month. You know what I'm saying? Why can't we just call? I would just start yelling liar halfway into whatever the guy was saying. I don't care if he was burnt over 90% of his body. It's like, hey, listen, buddy, you should have thought about that. Your first 18 lawsuits. Now it's your 19th, and it's the boy who cried lawsuit. Tossing your ass right out, and it's the same with the domestic violence. Cops break it up first few times, then you got to get a divorce. That's it. All right, where are we going here, Drew? Back to the phones?
Yeah.
Joe.
Yes?
You're 23.
Yes, I am.
What is it?
I want to congratulate you, Adam. You are my god, my king. If I was gay, I'd be your bitch.
Thank you.
Dr. Drew, I love you.
Mm.
All right, now my question is, in my last 6 relationships, the first major one, well, not the first major one, but ever since my ex-fiance, her and the other last 5 girls have all been sexually molested or raped.
Molested.
And I want to know why I've been the one to find these last 6. I mean, I've only gone out with 6 girls, and every one of them has been that way.
It's funny, molested is like someone hit him with the molestation ray. You know, like from the big molestation gun. Now they've all been molested. All right, so they were all molested. And
molested, yes.
Yeah, and you want to know why you're attracted to these women?
Yes.
How you could have been.
I met them all in different genres. I mean, I met one at church, and then I quit going to church after I met that one.
But how we could pick 6 for 6 is really the question.
Wise, yeah.
Got great radar.
Yeah. I want to hit the red onion with you on a Saturday night and see what we pick up, Joe.
Well, what is it about them that attracts you, do you think?
I don't know. I'll be sitting at the bar, and I'll see, like, a couple of girls walk in, and I'll look at which one I like the best, and which one's, like, best looking and got the qualities that I like. You know,
what are
like
the qualities?
And stuff like that.
Oh, the qualities you like. Yeah.
Well, I'll just go up there and start talking with them, and then if we'll go out or whatnot, like, we'll go out 2 or 3 times, and we'll end up sleeping together. And I could just tell from the first time I sleep with them that there's something wrong. And so we'll talk about it, you know, and then they'll say, oh, I was raped in my past, or I was molested when I was younger.
Like, what do you mean something wrong? What do you observe?
Well, he gets on them and they start crying, yelling, Daddy, get off of me. Is that what happens?
No, it's not that. No, you can.
Hey, hold on. You guys ever have sex with someone and they start crying like halfway into it or at the end? It's always a bummer. I always feel bad finishing. You know, it's like, all right, like, I'm sorry you're crying, but just hang on. It's like I feel like a dentist, you know, with a 6-year-old. It's like I know this is bad, but hold on, let me just finish doing this filling.
We're almost done. Hang in there.
Hang in there. You get a lollipop when we're done. Pick a focus on an object in the room and just stay focused on that. I'm almost done.
My feet.
Pick Cooper's feet. All right. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Whatever it is, you're doing it. You know that, right?
Yeah, and I want to find. I don't know what it is.
They're not. These aren't sexual compulsives. These women, are they?
No.
No.
Do you have the need to take care of people?
I mean, I've had to give them every line I had to be able to make it to bed with them. And then it's only been like once or twice, I've gone out with the girl for 4 months and only had sex with them twice.
Asshole. Do you, was one of your parents an alcoholic?
My mother is.
Ooh, mama. Yeah.
There's where the caretaking comes from.
There it is.
She was a heavy drug addict.
There you go. Well,
are you mama.
You got to go take care of mom like you did when you were a kid. That's your deal. That's who you are in relation to women. You're the guy that takes care of mom.
Right.
Keeps her from falling apart and fragmenting in ways that were horrifying to you as a child. You got to recreate that and try to make it okay in your adult life.
Okay, so what should he do about it?
You ever think about going to Al-Anon?
No.
Or therapy?
I went to therapy once, and it was about my mother.
How long did you go for?
About 2 years.
And where is that therapist around anymore?
No, actually, he died.
Nice. Is that why you stopped?
Basically.
Oh, boy.
Well, you don't want to keep going when the guy's dead, do you?
Yeah, for a while.
It's cheap, but I don't know how much you get out of it.
No,
plus, that guy often starts smelling eventually the corpse rots.
Either Al-Anon or a therapist, again, would really be important for you and worthwhile.
There you go, Joe.
And is this why I have a fascination about breast milk as well, then?
Yeah. Drew doesn't know what to make of that. What, do you think it was bogus?
No.
He's into it.
Not necessarily. I mean, you've mentioned there are guys that are into that stuff.
There are. It ain't me.
Breast milk?
Yeah.
Drinking?
I don't know what they're doing with it. I don't want to know. But there are a lot of magazines out there, you know, Maids of Milking kind of magazines, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Drew, let me ask you a question about him. Do you think he's actively searching women out like that? Is that...
No, and people...
Are they just attracted to those women?
He's attracted to them, and that's what attraction is. It's really based on our relationship with our parents or our primary caregivers. We form these sort of senses of who we are in relation to the people by those early relationships. As you hit puberty, those become associated with attractions and arousal mechanisms that then sort of compel you towards those folks. And those people that have been abused or are addicts tend to like and look for people that are going to be caretakers and sort of facilitate or enable their old behaviors.
Marconi?
Hey.
You're 16?
15.
You're 15.
Yeah, am I talking with the man gods, Adam and Drew?
No, you're talking to Edison and Tesla.
Whatever.
A little Marconi joke there. Thank you. What's up there, Marconi?
I just want to know if it's okay for my dog and cat to watch me masturbate.
Are they male or female?
Oh, they're both female.
Okay, that's cool.
That's not right.
No, if they were guys, it'd be weird.
Oh, I see.
They're chicks, that's fine.
One of them's, like, really fat. It's like she'll just stare. And just sit and just stare.
Your cat or the dog is fat?
The dog. It's like a
fat dog? Yeah.
Time for you to ask the question that you asked last night about mental conditions and all.
You ever, has anyone ever asked you to take any medication, you know, for your brain? You a little nutty?
Me?
Yeah.
I smoke a little pot. That's my medication.
I see. And do you ever get confused when your dog looks at you masturbating, like he wants to know if his master's hurt, if he should go for help? You know what I mean? Don't you find it a little bit distracting?
Sort of, but I sort of blow them off, and I'm just like...
You push through it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you ever thought about just closing the door, maybe keeping the cat and the dog out of there?
We're in the bathroom.
Oh, in the bathroom.
You bring them in the bathroom.
Right? Oh, I see.
Of course.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to lock them
out
of the bathroom.
You can't keep them out of the bathroom.
No,
like, they're fixing eyes on it, and they'll stare the whole time.
Right. But is that something you enjoy?
A little bit.
You don't mind it?
Are you staring at them?
No. I'm staring at porn.
Staring at porn.
Yeah.
I see. In the bathroom. You got a magazine?
Yeah, and I'll look up every once in a while, and they're just, like, not even blinking. It's
and like, the cat and the dog are living together in harmony?
Yeah. Like,
in the bathroom.
The cat was a baby. It tried to breastfeed off the dog.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I would suggest getting a mouse in there so you can really complete the animal food chain and watch you masturbate.
I have a turtle.
Okay, bring the turtle in there.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if this would work with a reptile. They don't seem smart enough to enjoy masturbation. A turtle couldn't diddle itself. Imagine being a turtle. You can't get at your own junk your entire life.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You would have killed yourself long.
It's like you're living in a trash can and your arms are poking out of each side and you just can't get to your junk. That would be rough, right?
Very rough.
Yeah, if I were a turtle, I'd kill myself.
I believe you would.
Do you think this young man is in bestiality? You think
no.
That's no?
No.
No.
He's just
really?
He's just
an idiot?
He just
smokes too much pot?
No, not even that. He's just an idiot.
Really?
Do you think he's thinking about that along those lines? I mean, if he continues to let them watch.
No. I think the fact that any living object is sort of fixated on him, he finds empowering, fascinating.
Then again, he's high, too, so he knows. Right. Yeah.
He likes the attention, even if it's from his cat and his dog.
While he's masturbating, yes.
Nice. All right. We'll be back after this.
Love Line will be right back. So get your problems ready.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Oh, boy, howdy. 8 long years, man. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. Might be a good time to clean out the old desk for Al or George W. or Pee Wee Frickin' Herman for all I care. I mean, I just want to get a nut. Hey, here's something for the Presidential Library from Sex World. It's the February issue of Cherry Poppin' Mama's. Ooh, boy. Yeah, hope got some videos here, too, from Sex World. Look, backdoor stuff. Ooh, baby. Jeez, this girl reminds me of the American people when she bends over like that. Oh, here's my favorite, a strap-on vibrator. Check this out. I'll flip it over my head and do my Richard Nixon impersonation. Check this out. I am not a crook. The chicks dig that gag. Oh, here we got some condoms and some lube. And, oh, man, a whole drawer full of whips and chains. I feel your pain.
It's election year. Cast your vote for Sex World. Because if you're going to get screwed, you may as well enjoy it. Sex World, 241 Washington Avenue North, downtown Minneapolis.
Hello? Is anybody listening? Okay, for decades, tobacco companies have illegally targeted underage smokers. But don't take our word for it. Take theirs.
Yo, check it out. This is a memo from Brown and Williams and the makers of Cool Cigarettes. Quote, it's a well-known fact that teenagers like sweet products. Honey might be considered. End quote.
Honey. Memo from the makers of Newport. Quote, the face of our business is the high school student. End quote.
Memo from Philip Morris, makers of Marlboro. Quote, today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. End quote.
The sales report from Philip Morris. And I quote, sales outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. This account is located 2 blocks from high school. End quote.
If you want to hear more quotes from tobacco companies that prove they've targeted teens, go to tmvoice.com.
The TM stands for Target Market.
That's us.
That's enough, guys. I gotta go.
Welcome to Arby Sbarro. May I help you?
I'm seeing double.
Sir?
There are totally two names on your sign.
Yes, sir.
So which place is it? Arby's or Sbarro?
It's both.
Did you know there are, like, two menus out here?
Yes, sir. One is Arby's menu with Arby's Great Roast Beef, and one is Sbarro's menu with pasta and pizza.
You mean I'm seeing double in two different languages?
Sir, I'm sure you'll feel better after you eat.
Oh, right.
May I suggest our new pasta sampler platter? Lasagna, baked ziti, and fettuccine alfredo with a garlic roll and medium soft drink. Or maybe our new pizza feast with 2 slices of New York-style pizza, garlic roll, and medium drink.
Yeah, that one. Is it good?
We guarantee it or your money back.
Arby's Sbarro. Two great menus, two great tastes, one great place.
Here's your food, sir.
Whoa, look at these portions. I'm still seeing double.
Available after 5 p.m. at Arby's Sbarro Restaurants in Minnesota.
I'm Pat Wall, accountant. But in the Army National Guard, I fly helicopters.
Serve part-time, enjoy life full-time.
Mary Sosa, I'm in school, but 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, I'm a photojournalist.
Visit our website, same as our phone number, www.1800goguard.com. In the Army National Guard, you can.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Fine Young Cannibal singer Roland Gift is back in a recording studio. The singer is working on his first solo effort, tentatively titled Long Day's Journey Into Night. The album is expected next March. The Zone Files, brought to you by Vizzy.com, because your business is online, and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105, this is Brian Oak and Mary Lucia in the morning.
Hey, what were you just talking about? What were you just talking about?
We were just talking about how people are getting a little burnt out on the whole reality-based television thing.
Well, so did she marry Prince William, Brittany? I mean, is she gonna, or did she marry Justin Timberlake? You said they got married?
No, I didn't say they get married. You know, we do like to talk.
I was at the website last night, and I don't think that she's married to him yet.
No, I think it's just a lot of rumors. No, actually, although that's interesting.
But you shouldn't, you shouldn't say that if it's if she didn't marry him.
No, I agree wholeheartedly, and trust me, we don't like
him. He's a fox.
Yeah.
I think.
Who, Prince William?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good looking. Hey, listen, how about that reality-based TV though? You sick of that or what?
I think that because she's pretty cute and
no,
but she's young. I think she's a virgin.
Yeah.
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew,
and you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. Hey, Loveline. Adam Carolla over here, Dr. Drew over there, and in that corner, number one Asian big boob queen, Minka.
Hi!
I mean, hi.
Hi,
yeah. I love it. Yeah, she's Korean and mean. All Koreans are mean. And they put their knee right in your groin. That's what I've learned about Korea. I didn't know much about it before I met Minka, but now I know. Huge cans. And put their knee in your groin. That's what I know about Korea.
You said she went on a whole thing about the skin thickness or something.
My skin extra thick. Doctor put extra booby in me. My skin so thick. Most people's skin, 10 mil thick. Mine 15 mil thick. Now I put extra saline in boob, make me number one Asian big boob queen. You know why people like me? Personality? No. Your friend? No. Car director? No. Skinny, big boob. Well, that's why, I gotta admit, Minka, initially, that's what attracted me to you. Now, of course, we have a relationship that transcends all of that.
How old is she?
Oh, it's tough with them Asians, especially number one Asian big boob queen. But, she got to be 30, she could be 31, 32, or she could be 33. I don't know. She looks fine. The thing that's funny, too, is when, you know when people tell you stories and they don't really make sense?
Yeah.
And you just kind of nod your head because it's too loud, like
right.
at a party
right.
or something, and their English is bad. I originally come to this country to be a professional tennis player. But one day my coach tell me, Minka, you got to get into porn. So I get into porn, you know, and I'm thinking to myself,
tennis coach.
How does that work? Yeah, what do you mean you're tennis coach? You came to this country to play professional tennis, and I'm sort of on with the tennis thing because it's a weird thing to say, and your coach comes to you and tells you to get into porn? How did that conversation go? You just went Flushing Meadows. We're driving back to the hotel. Minka, I want to talk to you. You could be. You have
number
the potential
one.
To be a decent top 10 tennis player, but you have the, also have the potential to be the number one Asian big boob queen.
I think you probably went. You definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Now, do you want to be number one, or do you want to hover around the top 20 for a while? You know what I'm saying? I think the decision was an easy one. Yes?
Why don't you ask him about the Nike commercial?
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring this up. It's not really a question, though. It's more of a
issue.
Rant or a statement.
Yeah, raise an issue.
I'd like to know, are there shoe endorsements in the WNBA?
Yeah, some players have some.
Some players do.
Cheryl Swoopes, Lisa Leslie have their own shoe.
Now, these are the biggest names in the WNBA, right? And what do you think they get for something like that?
No, women don't get as much as the men because the league is just now developing.
I see. And is Nike involved with either one of these?
Nike is involved with both of them.
Uh-oh. Both of them.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
I understand.
So what's your point, Adam?
You're telling me that Nike does the endorsement, the shoe endorsement.
Well, they have, they have the shoe endorsement for the whole league, but those
right.
two players, they pick out to have their shoe modeled after.
Uh-huh. And what do you think Nike paid someone like Jordan in his prime, shoe-wise?
Too much money.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking millions a year, right?
Millions.
And Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoopes, not even...
Not close.
Not a tenth of that, right?
But that will come. It's like anything that's
come.
Being born, they eventually will get to that point.
But right now, Nike is not paying them a 20th of what they paid...
No, I would say no.
Michael Jordan. Okay. Now, yet, Nike runs spots... Where they have the black female announcer doing the little homage to the Warriors. And she wants to know why the sisters aren't getting paid as much. How come the girls aren't getting the big bucks? They work just as hard. They sweat just as hard. But yet they're not getting paid the big bucks like the guys are. Nike runs this spot. So here's my question to these pussies over at Nike. You pay Cheryl Swoopes
what you paid Michael Jordan or shut the F up. Okay, that's it. You want to know why they're not making the big bucks? Because you're not paying the big bucks, you pussies. Pay them. Pay them or shut up. I hate that spot. It drives me insane. I know Michael's getting scared now, but I go ballistic when I see that because Nike, you are the ones who are not paying them. You want them to get paid the same as men? Fine. Go ahead and pay them. Pay them.
But Adam, it's like that old saying, what have you done for me lately? Jordan sells a lot of shoes for Nike.
That's
well,
right.
Now
that's why he
comes,
gets paid more.
The fact comes now is women's professional sports, through and through, basketball, baseball, soccer, the whole
right.
works, is starting to rise up now.
That's
and
right.
Just now. So, you yep. know, the ladies have to understand that all these ladies that are coming now are front runners. They're the trailblazers for these other young ladies that are coming up the next 10,
that's
20
right.
years.
Nike should pay
that's
them.
Well, eventually it's going to come.
Eventually. All right. Here's my suggestion for Nike. Hold the commercial off. Stop the belly aching and the complaining.
Gotta put it out there now.
Put it out
gotta
there
put
now.
It out there
you
now,
pay them.
These
let
commercials,
Nike pay them.
These commercials are for the younger kids. They're inspiring young people to come on up and be athletes now.
All right, but what would you say if I ran a spot as the owner of a business saying, why aren't my employees being paid more?
But it's a young lady
it's
saying
it. It's my business.
So
I
now,
own it.
Yeah, well, they're getting her to be the spokesman. I guarantee you, next. It's not going to happen overnight. The next 3, 4, 5 years, the contracts will slowly go up as women's basketball come to rise.
What do you think Cheryl Swoops and Lisa Leslie get paid for their shoe contracts?
I'm just taking a wild guess. I don't even have a real clue, but this is just a wild guess. I would say, and don't hold me to this.
I won't.
I would just throw this up there. They might be getting $25,000.
Might.
If that.
Might.
If
wow.
that.
Wow.
That's so but I, you know what? Again, don't hold me.
I won't hold you to it.
Assuming.
But if they were getting $100,000, you'd be surprised.
If they were, I would be thoroughly shocked. I would
you'd
be thoroughly
shocked if Nike was paying them $100,000.
And yet, if Michael Jordan was making less than $20 million, we'd also be shocked.
That's right. All right, Nike, here's your chance, you big pussies. Put your money where your loud mouth is. Go ahead and pay these girls who ain't worth it because you ain't paying them. Go pay them $1 million. No, pay them $15 million a year for a shoe contract. It ain't worth it to you. And then they'll be getting paid just as much as the boys. All right? And then you can shut up. Until then, don't run the ad.
But
that's
you know what? And this is what I say to anybody that talks about Nike. Before Jordan, there was George Gervin. There were so many other athletes that wore Nike to put Nike up on the map. Keep it in L.A.
Jason?
Yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
Hey, well, I browse porn a lot. And a lot of times I'm on there, and I see all these advertisements for Penile Fitness. Some type of a penis enlargement program, I guess.
I see.
I was wondering, is that like a scam or does it work? Or, I mean, what's all that about?
If it worked, it would not cost $39.95.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those pumps would be, you'd have to lease them.
Well,
they would be like that German manufacturing equipment, you know. It costs you $800 or $900 just to keep it for each month, and you'd have to insure it as well.
Yeah, well, I've heard of the pumps, too, but there's the stuff on the Internet now that it's not even a pump. They talk about there's exercises you can go through.
How does that work?
That's because they can no longer fool you with the pump BS. They have to move on to something else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
But
I wish it did.
Scam, huh?
And as far as we know.
Why are you so worried about that? You're 20. Don't you have other things to think about in your life?
Yeah, I think about other stuff, but it's just, you know... I see it all the time on the Internet, so I'm just curious about it.
20, Michael Cooper is working on his second championship.
Yeah, but he's still thinking about his penis. Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
You do what I do. Instead of focusing on ways to make the penis bigger, you focus on ways to shrink the balls. That's going to make the penis look bigger. You understand?
How about swelling the self-esteem? He won't care about the penis anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Put one of those big vacuum pumps on your head and swell your self-esteem. Right, Drew?
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I want. All right, Lauren. We'll be back after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
If your idea of easy and fun shopping means shopping from your home, you'll love the Shane Company's website, shaneco.com. Our enormous selection of fine jewelry is quick and easy to sort through online. Whether you want a bridal set or a gift, use our website to get ideas. The same fine quality jewelry that you'll find in our showroom will be on your computer screen in full detail. Whether you want to browse, pre-select, or make a purchase, ShaneCo.com is there for you on a 24/7 basis and staffed with well-trained diamond experts. You can chat, design, or just enjoy a fun site. Let us answer any diamond or fine jewelry questions, because whether you're on our website or our store, we do want to be your friend in the diamond business.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. Then who could forget the offers you never wanted, said no to a million times, but they give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this one from Xerox.
Now get a Xerox Document Center 332 digital copier, including everything. Lease, service, supplies, and 10,000 copies for only $349 a month. Just call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Everything you need for one low price. That's my kind of offer.
The Document Center copies 32 pages per minute, is networkable, easily upgrades to print, scan, and fax, and comes with a Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for the Document Center right for you.
With Xerox, you get everything. Also known as the I'll be kicking myself if I don't call offer.
Based on 60-month lease, see restrictions at Xerox.com/DOC.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Shelley Miller from 8 to 10 for Tuesdays at Tooley's. She'll be giving away Pro-Kart Indoor Passes, the only alive-and-drive go-kart racing track in the Midwest. Tooley's is located 2 miles west of Highway 35W on Highway 13 in Burnsville. Call 894-7022 for more information. Get on over to St. Paul Harley-Davidson this Saturday, November 4th, between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. for their fall open house. Take advantage of sales in every department. See all the latest riding and fashion leathers, motor clothes, and holiday wear at the fashion show at 1 p.m. Grab some of Jilly's famous chili from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and register for door prizes. That's this Saturday, November 4th at St. Paul Harley-Davidson, located just east of St. Paul on I-94 and Century Avenue. Call them at 651-738-2168 for more info. Johnsonville Brats are back at McDonald's. Enjoy a 2-brat extra value meal for just $4.39 for a limited time only. Buy any car deck at Audio King and they'll install it for free. That's all decks all the time. Kits and custom labor not included. Hey, where'd you get that? Audio King. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Here comes Carrot Top. No problem. Carrot Top's going to be at the Universal Amphitheater coming up this Sunday. Also, San Luis. Is that tomorrow?
San Luis Obispo is on a Thursday, I believe.
All right.
Yeah, one more thing.
Yeah.
I want to request to hear the Dr. Drew Shuffle. I love that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe. You
mean the boogie or the shuffle?
He could mean the boogie. Mike?
This show right here is like, have you ever seen those game terrains that are fenced in that the hunters can go and like just shoot a ram that can't run away?
It's a stock pond.
That's what this is for you, man. Yeah. It's just,
they're getting our crosshairs, these poor confused 16-year-olds, yeah. And we make fun of their anus.
Mike?
Woo. Yeah.
You mean the boogie or the shuffle?
The shuffle.
The shuffle, not the boogie. You want the old one.
Yeah.
Really? You know the difference?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, we've heard the Dr. Drew Shuffle quite a few times over the last year or so, but we have not heard the Dr. Drew Boogie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait a minute. We've heard the Boogie. We haven't heard the Shuffle.
All right.
Yeah, why don't we hear that? You got that, Anderson?
Pee on this stick. This makes me sick. Pee on this stick. This makes me sick.
If I find you stealing my underwear again, here's what's going to happen. Asshole.
Stuff like this makes me sick.
You're fat.
Asshole.
You're fat.
Can I say that?
You're fat.
Hard.
You're overweight. I want to be dominated. You're gay. I want to be dominated. You're gay. When I was 19, I ate about 4 boiled peyote buttons and stayed up all night but felt no effect. It's called intimacy.
Can I say that?
This is not acceptable.
Can I say that?
You're fat.
Not acceptable. Pee on this stick. Boiled peyote button. Not acceptable.
You're overweight.
Can I say that?
Say that?
Drew, you know what that horse is?
My high horse.
That's your high horse.
I haven't heard that in a long while.
That's Drew's high horse getting out of the barn. It hasn't been out in a while. There it goes.
This is the magic of radio.
I'd like to get stoned and listen to this show. Drew, could you fill in one night? Just do the whole show. I'll go to sit home, get stoned, and listen to it. I won't be on it. Well, maybe I'll phone in then so I can hear myself. All right. So let's talk to Allison. Allison?
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Oh, I wanted to pay a compliment to Carrot Top.
Go right ahead.
Allison.
Well, don't worry at all about being a redhead. I'm a redhead myself. And don't ever mess with your pubic hair.
Why? What'd you do with your pubic?
Did I mess with yours?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
What'd you do to it?
Didn't you have a theory about redheads, Adam?
Smelly foo-foo.
No.
No.
Yeah. We're all crazy. That's the theory.
Yeah.
Smelly foo-foo?
On the ladies.
On ladies. I have a beautiful smelling foo-foo.
Now your foo-foo's beautiful.
Right? Anderson, when I walked in there, you guys even said, they said you smell...
No, Carrot Top's crotch smells like fresh cut pine. Really, it's wonderful.
Oh, and but, I know why.
Yeah,
when you get these collars on, they can't, they don't respond right away. But the sound's really quiet.
I see.
Mm. It's horrible.
So you can't hear us very well.
I can hear you now, but when I was on hold, it was really faint.
I see. Do you have a question, Allison?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, Allison, where are you from?
Seattle.
Seattle, cool.
Yeah.
I'll come see you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Robert.
Yeah.
Carrot will be there tomorrow. You're 30. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to know about the growth hormone replacement therapy.
For a child?
No. I've been getting some emails about it. Supposedly it could increase metabolism, and they claim it can take like 20 years off your life.
Yeah, I
take it off your life or add it to your life?
You know, add it to your life. It'll make you feel younger.
Okay, that's 40 years.
And by the way, it's not growth hormone replacement then, it's supplementation.
Right.
And you can also get thickening of the bones and entrapment of nerves coming out of the bones in the skull, and it can be a huge mess.
Yeah, but
there are many different uses for growth hormone being explored, but I wouldn't rush into it. It's mostly
not a good idea. But
no, I would not rush into it.
Also makes you have like a stuffy nose.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry. I don't make fun of you, but I was like, oh, man, this poor guy's a cold.
I used to listen to you guys in L.A., and I moved up to Sacramento 4 years ago, and all these trees.
Hey, Sacramento rocks.
Yeah. In fact, we saw you at State Fair.
Yeah, I love that. That Sacramento's been very good to me. It's been very, very good to be.
Well, that's great.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
All right, take care of yourself.
Okay.
No free lunch in nature. I know Drew doesn't like any of that stuff, but what about it? I mean, what about, obviously there's breakthroughs in science. I mean, 100 years ago they were talking about things that they may have thought was dangerous to people, turned out to be good for people.
The point is, I didn't say categorically don't do it. I said don't rush in.
True,
but for Christ's sake, we're going to be, 85 years old, then get on the growth hormone thing so we can look 85 for another 10 years?
You know what? The overwhelming wisdom right now would suggest that a properly maintained diet and exercise is the key thing.
How dare you?
Don't smoke, don't drink.
How dare you? Liam?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes. Adam, you are so cool.
Who?
Thank you, brother.
You rule so much.
I do. I am.
Are you okay?
I'm a classic yet benevolent ruler. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Why'd you call, Liam?
That's pretty much just it. And also, I wanted to say, Carrot Top, I love you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Dude, I've watched your movie, and...
you're the one. Thank God we found the guy.
They've been looking for him for the last 2.5 years.
Where are you calling from?
You saw chairman of the board?
I'm from Modesto.
Oh, right on, Modesto.
Yeah.
Are you going to Modesto soon?
Yeah, I've been there before, the college there, yeah.
Oh, when are you coming?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be coming soon. Check out carrottop.com. I think I'll be there probably sometime in March or April.
Okay, March or April?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Right on.
Oh, man. But I love you.
All right, thanks, buddy. We love you, too.
Okay.
All right.
I love you, love you, love you.
All right.
All right, Liam.
You're gay.
I just had to say that.
Oh, yeah, who could have guessed? Easy, baby. All right, yeah. You know, diet red like the other 15-year-olds?
No. Nope.
I see. All right, buddy.
All right.
Good luck.
See ya.
Good luck with the chicks.
Yeah.
You're gay.
He had a lot of enthusiasm, that young lad. Yeah. All right, Drew. Right.
But hey, he's a fan. You got to love that.
No, he's good. I know, but he gave that little pause. He goes, Adam, I love you. You rule all other rulers.
Right.
And Carrot Top.
One, two, three, two, four.
And Carrot's like, oh, Christ, I have to go back into therapy.
You suck. Meat. Can I say that?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure either.
I think the fact you put meat on the end of it kind of made it okay. As if it was from an animal, right. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Throw Radio. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire, fantasizing, playful.
exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
When you buy a stereo system, each component has to be top quality to achieve a great sound. Then, if the price is right, you get great value. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, the same concept holds true. You get great value because we control the quality during every step in the making of your engagement ring or anniversary diamond. We start by directly importing rough diamonds. Then Spence Diamond's cutting division goes to work, shaping and polishing your diamond to create the fire and brilliance which is the trademark of the world's most precious gemstone. At Spence Diamonds, your ring setting is also made in-house by our talented team of craftsmen. This hands-on approach means exceptional quality and better value. Check out our prices at SpenceDiamonds.com, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington for Minnesota's best diamond value.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
When I was sure my family was okay, I went out looking for my customers to see if they needed help.
On a Sunday in January, a tornado hit Jackson, Tennessee. Bill Page, an Allstate agent, was there.
You can always buy insurance. Everywhere you turn, there's someone who'll tell you how easy it is to save a dollar. But what happens when the sky starts falling and you need help? People who buy insurance without an agent, for instance, who goes out looking for them?
Some kind of insurance is always available, some just over the phone. Bill Page is available face-to-face. His office is open weekdays till 6, Saturdays till 1. And Bill's office can discuss your policy and start your claim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And like Bill Page, most of our agents' offices are ready for your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
If you are driven to be the best and want to be paid the best, ABC Radio Sales wants to talk with you about your future now. ABC Radio's business is helping local businesses achieve and exceed their goals, and our sales department has an amazing track record. If you are a commissioned salesperson seeking an opportunity to make an unlimited income with a company recognized for excellence and success, your time is now. Only qualified candidates will be interviewed. If you are interested in joining the ABC Radio Sales team, please see this station's website for more information. ABC Radio is an equal opportunity employer.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashback at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the Zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZN Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yeah. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. John Cryer will be in here tomorrow night. My neighbor, by the way. He lives right across the street from me. So I called him tonight and told him I was going to pick him up. He's got that new, what is it, The Trouble with Normal? Is that the new ABC sitcom? Replace my beloved Sabrina the Teenage Witch or whatever on TGI Friday. But he'll be in there tomorrow night. Dane Blanton and Eric Fonoimoana. Fonoimoana.
Keep going.
Yeah. They're both here tonight. They, if you watched the Olympics, or even if you didn't watch the Olympics, you still probably knew that these guys took home the gold in the beach volleyball. The most glamorous of all the Olympic sports.
On the air yet?
I'm so goddamn tired. I'm tired down to my bones. I'm tired, and I just went out for a big steak dinner, and there's nothing that since I was a kid, I used to, I didn't really eat at home because mom wasn't what you call the galloping gourmet. And she galloped in her room and smoked weed. But
give you weed.
Whenever I'd go to my grandparents' house, I'd strap on the feed bag, and I'd go right under the table, literally under the table.
And eat under?
No, after I was done eating, boom, under the table.
I go to sleep.
Lie down on the carpet, go to bed. The good thing about the Corollas is, you know, there wasn't any hold your pinky out when you drink your tea or anything. If a kid,
you didn't bother with things like beds and chairs. And
kid wanted to crash under the table, he'd crash under the table. But my grandma had this big furry carpet that was underneath the dining room table. And after I was done packing in enough goulash for a week, and there I'd slide around on the table and go to bed. Now I'm 35, I eat, and I want to go to bed. That's how I am. So I just ate $35 worth of steak, and I'm ready to do this show under the table, Drew. Adrain, what name?
Adrain, yeah.
Adrain, yes.
Adrain.
I called about 3 months ago. I had some problems with excessive masturbating and such things, mm-hmm. and since then he told me to take a couple months off and everything like that. So I did that, and I've been with a guy for about 3 months now, and I get into unhealthy relationships and everything, and I just want your advice.
Is this one unhealthy?
I don't know. Okay, he's 47 years old. He's an Arab. He puts a lot of effort into the relationship. You know, he fixes me delicious meals. He waits on me hand and foot. Not too much, because I'm...
This is 2 months into the relationship, mind you.
Really?
Fast forward 2 more months.
Good. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't listen that much, but that's a man thing. You know, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But one thing that he does do is he always wants to have sex, mm-hmm. and which the sex is fine. You know, there's no problem with that. Every day is fine with me. But sometimes he'll ask me about using like cucumbers or ice dildos, which we have used those, and it's okay with me. You know, I never really did it before. I haven't done it before.
Ice dildo was my handle when I used to drive a truck, by the way.
Oh, really?
Smokey Bandit.
Yeah, it was rubber duck to ice dildo. Come in. What's your 20? How do you make those ice dildos?
Well, actually, me and another guy friend and I were talking. I think he stayed, but he won't admit it. And he had told me how to make it, and we were joking. And you know, he made me one, and he's kind of strange. But anyway, you know, I kind of thought it was interesting. I made a couple of my own, and my boyfriend happened to find it in the freezer, asked me to use it. It was really cold, but mm-hmm. after the first couple minutes, it's okay.
I see.
And,
okay.
But then he just.
Hi, Adrain?
He just got.
Hey, Earth to Tard Girl? okay, listen, there's that part where I said, how do you make an ice dildo? And then you explained that your friend that you might think is gay told you to make it.
Well, I put it in water and a condom.
Well, hold on a second. I never get past it. I never get past this with our callers. I never get past this this sort of basic stupidity. It's like if I said I was out in my garage making lemon bombs, and somebody said, how do you make a lemon bomb? And I then explained that my friend told me to do it,
yes.
and then continued the conversation. There's not enough beer in the world for me to make that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen so consistently with our callers? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's like a Green Acres episode. No.
Okay, so
how do you make an ice dildo?
Okay, well, you put some water in a condom. You tie up the condom.
Ooh.
You tie a string on each end. You tie the one that's tied up and the one with a little nipple on the end. And then you have to kind of level it off between, you know, the little...
You tie a string at the end so you form a head?
No, just to hold it, because it has to be elevated in between, like, the shelf of the freezer. You know, it can't touch the bottom of the freezer.
Why?
Because it'll be flat and uncomfortable and sharp and.
Uh-huh. So you have to hold it.
You have to
suspend it. But what about where the string is tied around it? Doesn't that kind of make a indentation?
It's not frozen when you do it. It's
like
just in the rubber.
On the end. I tried to make a head out of it, but I couldn't figure it out. My friend, it was his idea, and I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. I did put it on the rack, though, and I did have the ribbed, and that was my idea. So.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, he's still, if we're done with that, he's still kind of excessive. He's persistent on wanting to use these different corn. He's wanted to try
corn, huh?
Anally. And
he wants to try corn anally.
That's not.
Does he shuck it first? Is it shucked corn, right?
It's tied down really tight, so it's smooth, like scuffing your head at night, I guess.
You mean, so the corn is not, the kernels are not exposed. It has the husk on it.
No, I wouldn't do it like that anyway. It probably get kind of messy.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I got something straight here. The corn has the husk on it.
I never did that.
Okay,
but a full piece of corn leaves on it, not so much the little silky stuff. I guess he already had it all done up when I had come over his house one night. So I really don't even know the details.
Leaves on it.
Big corn.
Okay. Okay, so it was not shucked. I mean, it had the husk on it.
Yes.
Yes, I see.
But not the silky husk. I don't know.
How do you get that out?
It was already in this little bag or whatever when I got there.
Okay.
So
Adrian, let me guess what you do. Tech support.
Microsoft.
For Microsoft. You answer the phone?
No.
No?
It's telemarketing, but it's not a very honest business. I didn't like it.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Indiana. Michigan City, Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Come visit.
Mm. Sounds beautiful.
I've been
sounds
all through that part.
Sounds enchanting.
There's a lake.
All right. Listen, I don't trust this guy. I don't trust you, but I don't trust this guy. What's this guy's name, just because it's going to be funny? What is it? Huh?
Adi Bazin El Abendine. I guess the Zen L is like son of.
Who'd you meet him?
Abzeb and Adrain are together?
Set up from another Arab guy. The last relationship I was in, I think I might have told you guys about that.
All right, listen.
I was with him for a year, right. And then
Adrain
set me up with another.
Adrain. I want you to take some of that string you've been using to make dildo pops and tie your knees together.
It's been a while.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got to get every joke stepped on this show, does
it? We've been doing it for a little while, though, for you. Right?
A little.
You're fine. But listen, we can't condemn this guy because of these weird behaviors. He's a nice guy to her. So far, he seems all right. Strangely, it's sort of her we're more distrustful of than him, although we're sort of weirded out by his persistent
behavior. He's 47. He's wanting to put an unshucked corn cob up her ass.
But what's weird about it is that she's sort of,
stop it.
Yes, make him stop. What is he up to? What is this guy really all about? Figure that out. And if he's an okay guy, in fact, make him sort of fall in line here with what isn't is not acceptable behavior to you.
Who cares? Listen, we gotta start writing some people off. Good.
How
true.
How dare you?
You know you've arrived.
How dare you?
Hey, you know what I like about the cell phone that I find interesting psychologically? People understand it's a phone, but not quite. Meaning, I've had many cell phone conversations. I was at a gas station the other night pumping gas, talking on the cell phone, and a guy pulled up in the car next to me.
Starts talking
to me, though. It's sort of like you're talking into some sort of Star Trek transport communication device or some sort of novelty gag thing or something. Now, this guy, I mean, I understand. He's like, hey, Adam, what's happening? Hey, pumping your own gas, keeping it real. You know, I was like, hey, buddy, how's it going? And now I'm back in the conversation. Yeah, just some guys talking. Then he's coming back for round two, and then his girlfriend's getting involved. And it's happened to me repeatedly, and I realize when there's no cord, it ain't a phone. I mean, it's sort of a phone.
And it's so small, and it's really not even barely pop. How could it work?
You're standing out in the middle of the street, or you're pumping gas. I mean, it's not like you're at home. You're not sitting down. You're not on the edge of your bed. You're not at a pay phone. I'm not saying that people don't understand the concept of cell phones. I'm saying when they see a guy on the street talking into a cell phone, it does not register
as on the phone. Yeah.
He's 40% on the phone, but he ain't 100% on the phone.
It couldn't be a private conversation if you're standing out in the gas.
Standing on the street.
Yeah.
So I've held full conversations with people while I was on the phone, and it's not even acknowledgement. It's not like, are you on hold, or who are you talking to, or sorry for interrupting. Full-blown conversation while on the phone.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, like an idiot, I always just carry on both conversations.
Hey, there are people asking for, was there an Adam Shuffle?
Yes, Your Royal Highness.
Thank
hey,
you.
But so I was in the chat room during commercial breaks, and we got lots of requests for the Adam Shuffle, Drew Shuffle, Drew Boogie.
Now, this was the Drew Boogie and the Drew Shuffle was a piece that Engineer Mike put together, but the Adam Shuffle, the Adam Jam, or whatever we called it, was something that was sent in by a listener, and not quite as strong as the Drew Shuffle or Boogie, although I always thought Engineer Mike was a little partial to his own work. Now that he's not here, we can talk about him freely. But let's have Engineer Anderson play some of the new one that we haven't heard in many a year. Here we go.
I used to fight with my sister over penis all the time. She'd be playing with the penis and then set it down. I'd come up, pick up the penis, and then she'd want it back.
Really?
Oh, yes. I was 29 just a couple of years ago, and I think about myself dating guys in the 10th grade. Your penis is like your greatest gift. It's like a trophy that you cherish, and you're going to rub it in someone's food.
Your penis is your trophy?
Your penis is your trophy. Now there's penis in my ass. You know, I'd rather just put a hose in my ass.
You matured over the years.
I do get loaded once in a while. I was in college, and the guy was my roommate. We were really tight. He was gay, and his mom died 3 weeks earlier, and so I let him nail me. Isn't this amazing, girl? You know,
I was starting to believe this story, too.
I was at a party, and the guy was a pretty good friend of mine, and we got pretty loaded, and we went to the back, and it was just a blowjob.
Describe how that series of events came to pass.
Well, it's like asking,
pants off.
Well,
oh, this is interesting.
I could show you what a penis can do. I could bring you to the height of ecstasy. Oh my God! I get to poke someone in the butt. I'll start with my finger.
But don't go into the butt.
Hold on a second.
No, no, Dad.
Please let me have a little fun.
No, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is great.
You're putting something in your butt. That's all. What are you
gonna
do, bro?
This is a predator and a scum.
All I want is a crack to try to slip my penis through.
Oh yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Stay back, everyone. I think he's ready to go.
Ooh.
Drew!
Oh, like that's not going to haunt me.
Wow.
Like Zeppelin. So I was just kind of trying to focus on the Zeppelin riffs there.
That was by Domingo Castillo of Chicago.
Domingo Castillo.
Well, let's hear Mike's version for me.
What, Shuffle or Boogie?
Boogie.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Boogie, the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear the Boogie. What the hell?
Ow! Get down.
You're gay.
You're sick.
I find you to have sex with me. You get hurt to have sex with me. I get better to have sex with me. I want to have sex with me. I was born, so I had anal sex. You get hurt. I'm still a virgin. Tried to be straight. I thought I shouldn't be straight. I was confused. Pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. It makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effect. I got the lesion. Gee, it hurts. Still a burden. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that? You're fat.
Ow.
You're gay. I'm confused.
Ow.
You're sick. You're overweight.
Ow.
You're still a burden. You're dysfunctional.
Ow.
Not acceptable.
That's your dress. Right.
Younger.
Yeah, that's when you had a little spark in your eye. Here's the way you do it, Drew. You say that your life has been destroyed by hearing me complain for the last 5 years.
You know what?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm turning into like oatmeal brain.
Your kids don't know you. Your wife's turned against you.
You
have colleagues at work explaining the difference.
Glazed look on my face all the time.
We do a whole chart. Says Dr. Drew,
before or after,
pre-1995, and then a big picture of me with my nappy hair in 1995, and then post interviews with people, family members, colleagues, things like that. You get a taste of this, you want?
Absolutely.
Now, here's the thing. They don't have anything. I think I can get the car, at least my dad, back from him, and I'm not sure what my mom has. But the point is, whatever they got, we'll split it up. You in?
Yeah.
All right. We'll start that next week. You know any attorneys? We'll get on that. Matt?
Hi.
You're 22.
Hi.
What's up?
Nice to talk to you. I want to congratulate you guys on the funniest 5 minutes in radio history last night with Violent J when he took that rape call. I have a question about my girlfriend.
Which rape call was it he was talking of?
Yeah. The rape calls are always the funniest 5 minutes in radio.
one where, and it really made you think, because you had a point, with the one where she called and her, somebody other than her boyfriend was on top of her, and then Violent J was like, yeah. I've never been so dreamt that if a guy was climbing on my ass and banging my pie hole that I wouldn't, you know, notice it.
Yeah.
But anyways, but you had a point. I was on your guy's side at first, but then I thought long and hard about it. But
you did a little soul searching and realized you came out on the side of the same clown posse who are pro-rape.
Right, and the two fingers, in the two thumbs in the ass.
Right. Oh my fantastic, God. Man. So you really got in touch with yourself. The therapy's paying off. All right, go ahead, Matt.
My friend Jeff here, his ex-girlfriend, after he kissed her, for a year now, he's complained that he gave her stank breath. That she gave him stank breath. And he's wondering if there's some kind of bacteria you can pass from kissing that gives him ass face.
Gives him what?
Ass face.
I see.
Anything, Drew?
Anus breath syndrome?
Yeah, what about that?
Not that I'm aware of. Certainly bacteria is the big issue with halitosis, with bad breath. But it tends to be sort of pooling of bacteria in the back of the tongue. And I don't know that's an infectious process in any way.
Well, let's look at it this way. If that were possible, everyone would have bad breath.
Or early spit.
As we've all made out with someone who's had bad breath, and then in turn would pass it on to our partners, who in turn pass it on to their partners.
Yeah, and I why don't you get a tongue scraper or something?
And kids, if you're one of our callers.
Use mouthwash and see if they can get it to sort of calm down a bit. But the tongue is the main organ for...
Is that where it breeds?
Yeah, it's the back of the tongue, too. Sometimes you have to get some special brushes to reach back there.
I've seen Robert Urich hawking this tongue scraper on late-night TV.
God.
It looks like a flossing, electric flossing device. You seen this thing? It looks like a divining rod with a piece of floss that goes across it, and you stick it way down your mouth, and you scrape the back of your tongue off.
Yeah.
Not seen this?
But those kinds of things. I use a little thing that's sort of a band that you bend and send back there.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell's up with you?
What
do you care?
You're supposed to do that.
You're married. What do you care? Where are you going? Please. Listen. I got a better shot at getting in the back of my tongue from going up through my throat the other way. I really do. I'd be better off just putting a hole in my trachea and trying to go that way than go this way. I'd hawk up whatever. I can't get nothing back there.
You'd be amazed what scrapes off your tongue, even just sticking your tongue out and just scraping the easy-to-reach stuff.
Oh, really?
You'd be amazed.
What do you scrape it with?
It's just this little plastic-like band with sort of serrated edges. You just,
how far down do you get it? You get it past your teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Below your teeth?
Yeah.
Where does your tongue stop? How low? Does that go to your ass?
Right here.
It goes all the way down. Drew just pointed at his hip.
Yeah.
So it goes down into your, all the way under your chin.
Oh, yeah.
Down, halfway
this
down your
all,
neck.
This is all tongue in here.
Oh, it's all tongue?
Yeah.
Holy Christ. All right. Can I just use your keys and see if I can do something over there?
Yeah, you can use keys.
Okay. Good. Where are we going here, Drew? I'm going to try scraping. Yeah, that's good. Matt, what about just a little... did we talk again?
Yeah.
All right, get with it. What about using a brush, toothbrush?
You can do that.
Yeah. Where do you get those tongue scrapers?
A friend of our... There's a dental hygienist. Uh-huh. I got it for
you. You have bad breath? Is that what it is?
Not
worried about it?
A little complaint here or there from Susan.
I see. Yeah. Susan complaining? Huh. Fancy that. Tracy?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's the...
First of all, I just wanted to say that I love you guys. I listen to you guys every single night, and, you know, love you guys.
Thanks.
But, I had a question. I've been fantasizing about women a lot, and I wanted to know if it was normal.
Drew's recently onto that, too.
It's normal, but are you lesbian?
No, I think I might be bisexual, though.
Do you have any history that would sort of make your sexuality confusing to you?
I've kissed another girl before.
No, I mean, were you abused as a child or anything like that, physical or sexual abuse?
Yeah, physical.
Okay, that tends to screw around with people's sexuality a little bit.
Who abused you?
My dad.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 16.
And that was the very first time you've been sexual with anybody?
Yeah.
Hmm. Really? How badly did your dad sexually abuse you?
No, physically abuse.
I mean, sorry, physically abuse you.
He was really bad. He was a really big drug addict and stuff.
All right, so having that kind of relationship with man must make a man make it very difficult now to sort of reconnect with your male peers.
Yeah.
You expect men to be destructive and dangerous and hard to trust them and hard to be loved by them, I'm sure, without expecting a lot of abuse back.
Let me explain something, everybody, for you folks that are just starting out and have kids. A man, if I was to break people up into appliances A woman is like a CD player, and a man is like a toaster oven. That's how his psyche is. You know what I'm saying? You got a toaster oven that's not working, you start beating it with a spatula. It doesn't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You whack it hard enough. Eventually, you put a dent in it. You keep whacking on it hard enough. And even that, you could kick out. You know what I mean? But what happens if a CD player isn't working right? You start whacking on it, dump a beer on it or something. What's it going to do? It just goes haywire. It goes haywire. You smack a girl around when she's little, you might as well just smack her right in her vagina. You're smacking around her sexuality. That's what you're smacking. When you smack a guy around, you're just smacking him around. He just starts smacking other people around when he gets older.
Mm-hmm.
But when you smack a woman, you're like beating her sexuality.
Well, you certainly...
And it's going to come out black and blue. Lesbian, bisexuality, porn movies, whatever it is. It's all coming out. Don't worry, there'll be a nice payday.
And they'll seek out victimizers.
That's right. They'll seek out the guys who got smacked around, who just want to smack someone around, but don't get into weird sex. Tina?
Hello?
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah, I'm, like, really in love with my ex-boyfriend, and he's bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like, a history of being attracted to men who are, like, either gay or bi.
Do you have any history of eating disorder?
No.
Any other medical or psychiatric problems yourself?
No.
True. What do you think the incidence of guys who get smacked around going gay are?
I don't think that's a big issue.
It's not?
No. At all.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's not, you know, it's not the opposite sex. I wonder if the mom smacked him around, if it would be an issue.
Ooh.
You see?
Yeah, oh.
Because then you start to trust and open
ooh.
Up to the...
Ah. Like Floyd the Barber.
Yes.
Really. All right, Tina. You're still, your love with him is bi.
Yeah.
Bi is, that's gay with a publicist. Understand that? That is not bi, that is gay. How old is he?
Bye-bye to hetero.
That's right.
18.
Bye-bye, vagina. Hello, penis.
Well, that's what I thought, too. And I keep on asking him, like, are you sure you're not gay?
And well, he's confused, is whatever he is. And I'm sort of wondering why you'd want to be with somebody that has so much pain, really. What are you trying to rescue him from? What is it about him that you sort of zero in on?
I don't know. I know that he was molested when he was
right. That's the
hold point. On a second. Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Has nothing to do with his sexual identity.
No, it's not. How dare you bring that up? Tina?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Why don't you find yourself a nice heterosexual guy who can knock you up and give you a venereal disease
and beat on you a little bit. Intrusive parent thing here from Tina.
Do you have intrusive parents, Tina?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I just...
What do they do? How does that manifest itself?
They're just extremely strict.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're very overprotective.
And you've never had an eating disorder?
No.
True, your parents were strict, right? They had, like, they had a very bizarre rule. No swallowing after 9. Drew would have to go in his room, close the door to swallow. If you just had some saliva in your throat or something like that.
Work on your breathing later.
All right, Tina.
Okay.
All right, listen.
You've got some stuff going on, Tina, where your sense of yourself is still fairly underdeveloped. And when you see someone else in pain, it's hard for you not to go in and rescue them unless they should evoke those feelings in yourself.
That's a good look. Started.
Okay.
All right, Tina.
All right, thanks.
Do you got a brother?
No.
Okay, that's good, because he'd be gay, too. Yeah. You got those intrusive parents. Are they religious, your parents?
No, they're not. They're not religious at all.
Ooh, and still, like, really weird and protective and intrusive?
Extremely.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with them. They're just very weird.
Right.
Just don't let them mess up your relationships. Just think more about getting somebody. Try to be somebody that's not so interesting, exciting, and evokes those sort of provocative feelings in you. Just somebody that you're friendly with that you're kind of maybe not even very attracted to. Just look in that way.
And my parents were very protective, too. But the twist was it was of their own junk. You know what I mean? You want to borrow my car? Are you high? Please. Is that something? Is that considered overly protective?
Yeah, but not intrusive.
I see. All right. When we come back, we'll speak to Clarissa. Clarissa is 17, scared of relationships, and messes them up on purpose. Wants to know why.
Hello. This is your radio. Love line. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split. And recently, they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
If you have children between the ages of 12 and 16 who are significantly overweight, they can participate in a research study at the University of Minnesota involving experimental drug treatment. A percentage of patients will receive the experimental drug, the others in inactive or sugar pill. Again, this U of M study is for children, male or female, obese, and between 12 and 16 years of age. Call 612-627-1991. 612-627-1991 for information.
The world is operating at internet speed. Do you have the skills to keep yourself from being left behind? Minnesota School of Business and Globe College are your superhighways for taking the lead in the cutting-edge world of Cold Fusion, Flash, Dreamweaver, Quark Express, Illustrator, JavaScript, Windows NT, Cisco routers, and more. MSB Globe's courses in e-commerce, networking, and computer graphics are designed for everyone. From novice to expert, call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. Excellent employment opportunities exist as companies retool at a frantic pace to meet the demand of today's computer generation. Let MSB Globe's industry experienced instructors teach you the skills companies are looking for. MSB Globe offers financial aid to those who qualify, career placement services, and small classes. Call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. That is 651-229-3600. Don't be left behind.
I wonder if these shoes really match my dress.
Does my hair look right, or is it a mess?
Will my jokes get a laugh, or will fate be cruel?
One thing I know, my breath is cool.
Certs Powerful Mints are more than just a powerful mint taste. They've got rest. Your breath feels powerfully clean, powerfully fresh.
Now when I put myself together, I put aside the doubt.
Look out, world, I'm stepping out.
Certain powerful men in the sleep pack. Be certain with certain.
Hi, it's Ben Overnight from Alternative Classics on 105. I'm up after Loveline tonight with 20 years of Alternative Classics, the 80s flashbacks. It is the kind of music that you do want to stay up all night to hear. Forget about your job. Forget about your responsibilities. Forget about these elections. Forget about your bills. Just think about Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
20 years of Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
They come out of them when they do it.
They're a little bit...
Like, the guys are really old, too. Like, they're not really old, but, like, 20s.
Yeah, it's great.
I think Brad Pitt was my first.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really old.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just had hip replacement surgery, I read the Inquirer. He's way up there. He has adult children, I believe, now, doesn't he? Hey, Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, no, wait. She doesn't understand this stuff. She's having an experience. It seems funny to her.
What the?
Yeah, come on. Hey. Come on.
When you're 16, you're having dreams about cute guys. What the hell? Of course.
It's a good thing.
Sex? I mean, come on. That's just a little much for me, personally.
Right. That's your brain and your body sort of going in the direction it would naturally go if
so you want to well, why don't you
there
go
no implications
why don't you
behavior?
Date the guy during the week and then you have sex on the weekends when
I
you dream
done
about
it with like any guys. I'm at zero base. I go to all girls school.
Ooh.
I don't know.
What's
up? Picky too when it comes to guys.
Yeah, good. Keep this up.
Apparently they're picky too.
I have a picky problem.
You do?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know
sort of...
my dad, so, like...
What?
I don't know my dad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Why don't you know him?
Huh?
you don't know your dad?
Huh? My mom's gay, so I never met him.
Your mom's gay?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Oakland.
What a shocking surprise. She's up in the Bay Area, everybody. How did your mom become pregnant if she's into the ladies?
Because she was just a friend of his, and she wanted to have a child, so...
He was the sperm donor.
A friend's sperm donor.
Right.
You could say.
So this is actually interesting. You had two moms or just a single mom?
Just a single mom.
So she didn't have a partner during all this?
She has, but then her partner turned out to be an alcoholic, so then she left her.
Were you close to the person at all?
Not really.
Was that their sort of plan? They were going to have a family together when you'd be the child?
Kind of, yeah.
Didn't that hurt you to lose that other person?
Well, I was young, so...
How old?
Maybe like 7, and then she was with this other woman, and then another woman, and now she's single.
Hold on a second. Why? So you're saying if two moms is better than one mom, then is three moms better than two moms?
No, what I'm saying is there's
how many moms do you need?
Nobody knows yet.
Nobody knows.
Gay couples and how that's going to work out, how to do that in a healthy way.
That's more screwed up, kid.
But I would think if this kind of situation, a lot of chaos and people coming in and out of her life would be very impactful on her.
Well, listen.
Negatively.
I don't believe. First off, which one's playing Papa? Do they flip a coin?
Strangely, it's very difficult for that to be played by a woman. It looks like. I mean, just
the dad role.
Yeah, that if you look at sort of data, the whole issue of containing aggression seems to need. That's what I was going to question. How did she? But she's a female. I mean, to a young male.
That's what I'm saying. What do you need two of them for? You only got one crazy mom.
But she surely was attached to that woman.
I don't know, Kim.
Yeah.
Were you attached to
No,
you didn't care.
I don't have a chaotic life, though. I have a really good life, and I do good in school.
No, you sound fine. No, listen, I'm just that's why I chose to kind of get into with you. I want to learn something.
And what do you think? You like guys?
Yeah, totally.
You're not into the lesbian stuff?
No.
Was it weird growing up with a lesbian mom?
Sometimes, because, you know, kids can be really mean, and jokes are always hurtful. So.
Well, believe me, I know. I got a Brillo head. That's worse than a lesbian mom. Every day's open house when you have a Brillo head. Do you understand that? It's open season.
Can you share with your mom about things like this, about your sexuality, or is it awkward for you?
No, we have a pretty good relationship.
I mean, this is not...
What'd she do? Just because it'll be funny.
For a living?
Yeah. She's a rodeo circuit, or what? What'd she do?
Oh, she's a... she paints the Bay Bridge.
She paints the bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, that is excellent. Excellent.
Oh.
And she gets to one side. It's time to turn around and come back, right?
Yeah.
She just paints it?
It takes 20 years to paint the whole bridge.
Wow.
So by the time, they're done with whatever side, they got to start all over again.
Is that what you just said? Yeah.
I think I may have touched on that. Yeah, about 10 minutes ago. I'm not sure. All right. Well, Kim, you're obviously doing well in school.
Yeah.
You go to the all-girls school.
Yeah. Sounds like you're doing great.
Your mom must love picking you up.
Yeah.
That's great. Look at that.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah. Come on, kid. She drives the ice cream truck up there. Get in, kid.
So it's like you liking to go to an all-girls school.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Same thing.
Kim, you're great. You're fine.
You're
okay?
Beautiful, man.
True.
Yeah.
What are you doing in San Francisco tomorrow?
I'm going to a board review for addiction medicine.
You want to talk to the volleyball team?
Sure.
I'll be broadcasting from Live 105.
Congratulations. I play varsity volleyball, too. And our team is doing horrible, but I'm not going to ask you for help.
That's great, Kim. All right, baby.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, baby. That's got to be a great gig, painting that Bay Bridge. Guess what we're doing today, everybody? Yeah? That's right.
What color?
Get the rollers out. I'm going with the primer orange. What do you say? All right.
On the Bay Bridge.
What color is the Bay Bridge? Is it blue?
Isn't it? Like a gray-blue kind?
The Golden Gate Bridge is that primer orange, and the Bay Bridge is like gray?
It's a blue-gray, yeah.
I wonder if the guys on the Bay Bridge get made fun of by the guys who paint the Golden Gate, you know?
There's like...
They must call them. Yeah, they must call them something. Oh, what a gig. Just go from one end to the other, and when you get to the end, it's time to come back. I mean, really, you might as well just be a mule working a grindstone, just crushing something. But, you know, it's all full of benefit. And by the way, here's the other thing. It takes 20 years to paint a bridge. They sub that job out to a couple of non-city employees. I bet you half the amount of men paint it in two years.
Oh.
Maybe one. Is that what you're saying, Drew?
I didn't say anything.
You know this guy.
But maybe it doesn't, you know.
They move a foot a month. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. Dane and Eric are both here. Sporting the gold. And we'll be back after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
If you have children between the ages of 12 and 16 who are significantly overweight, they can participate in a research study at the University of Minnesota involving experimental drug treatment. A percentage of patients will receive the experimental drug, the others in inactive or sugar pill. Again, this U of M study is for children, male or female, obese, and between 12 and 16 years of age. Call 612-627-1991. 612-627-1991 for information.
The world is operating at internet speed. Do you have the skills to keep yourself from being left behind? Minnesota School of Business and Globe College are your superhighways for taking the lead in the cutting-edge world of Cold Fusion, Flash, Dreamweaver, Quark Express, Illustrator, JavaScript, Windows NT, Cisco routers, and more. MSB Globe's courses in e-commerce, networking, and computer graphics are designed for everyone. From novice to expert, call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. Excellent employment opportunities exist as companies retool at a frantic pace to meet the demand of today's computer generation. Let MSB Globe's industry experienced instructors teach you the skills companies are looking for. MSB Globe offers financial aid to those who qualify, career placement services, and small classes. Call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. That is 651-229-3600. Don't be left behind.
I wonder if these shoes really match my dress.
Does my hair look right, or is it a mess?
Will my jokes get a laugh, or will fate be cruel?
One thing I know, my breath is cool.
Search Powerful Mints and more than just a powerful mint taste. They've got rest. Your breath feels powerfully clean, powerfully fresh.
Then when I put myself together, I put aside the doubt.
Look out, world, I'm stepping out.
Search powerful men in the sleep pack. Be certain with certain.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics. All on one station.
Bitchy Boochie.
Right about now.
Relax, don't you wear.
When you want to go to where. It's oh so quiet.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia.
Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home.
20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Hey, Love Line. Adam Carolla, that's Drew. Forget about the phone number. Thank Nick and Nikki for coming in here from Nikki. 9:30, everybody. Sunday nights, WB. All right, Drew, ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
I don't want to take that
call. It's been a whole long. It's just taking it over quick.
Really?
Yeah.
You do that. Hurry. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, 10 seconds. Ready? Go.
Chuck.
Hello?
Real quick.
Hey.
Go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on Accutane for about a month, but I've been on medication for six.
What medication?
Erythromycin, cyclin, and my...
Antibiotics and stuff, okay.
All Zit stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's not working out.
Well, you're on the Accutane now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like...
It will work. I guarantee it. How much are you taking?
40 milligrams.
Well, they can give you more if they need to, but it will work. Just stay with it.
Yeah. You know what I like about doctors? They always start with the dose that won't work.
Well...
I know. They got to.
Well, the more you use them, the more then you sort of go up the food chain in terms of strength of drug, and the stronger the drug, the more likely they already have problems.
I like it when they tell you it's not really going to work, when they give it to you and then tell you you can come back and get more. I'm always like, hey, why don't we save me a trip and let's just double down right now? What do you say?
You can do that.
Hey, some people are just more tolerant for stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's me.
Yep. Some people metabolize it quicker. Some people have total body volume and distribution. They're completely different.
How many guys, you know, take an Ambien off of 2.5 hours sleep the night before and then go to bed at 4 a.m. the next day and get up at 5:30, except for they wake up 20 minutes before the alarm at 5:15? Is there something wrong with me?
Unheard of.
With an Ambien. Ambien was taken at 3:30.
You might as well be talking about walking on razor blades.
It really?
It's so uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, but...
Impossible. It's just unbelievable. It's like waking up from anesthesia.
Yeah, I got a weird thing with that. It's hard to get me down. Heath, except for when I'm supposed to be working. Then I have Epstein-Barr at that point. I'm nodding off. Heath.
Yeah.
You're 22, brethren.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right.
If Nick's still listening on his way out, what's up? Because we're buds. Anyways.
You and Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my question...
Are you a chronic masturbator also?
Yes, okay. That's actually on here. I'm addicted to porno on the internet, and I have a 5-month-old girl, and I feel really guilty about it because I can't seem to stop.
Well, does the child see this?
No, huh?
All right, well,
do they see you masturbating and watching?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I sleep usually when I do it, but I just feel guilty.
All right. Well, that's good that you feel guilty because you don't want to be the kind of dad who's obsessed about something and neglecting his daughter.
Yeah, but I can't seem to stop. And I tell my wife about it, and she seems okay with it, but I just...
Are you spending... Are you turning to this as opposed to fulfilling other responsibilities?
No, not at all.
Then forget it. So, who cares?
Not a big deal.
How many hours a day do you spend on this thing?
Well, as soon as I can, you know, get my job done. About an hour.
An hour a day.
Yeah.
I suppose your wife is a little bit sort of pissed off. That time with her is being...
Yeah, what's up with her?
She's asleep. I get off work when they're already in bed,
I
just do it before I go to bed.
It's a good deal. True work that went out, too. It's genius.
Sure, so it's normal?
Yeah, your kids and wife are asleep when you get home, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the sucker part of your job. You crawl right into bed.
Right.
That could be your time. You know what I mean?
My me time?
Your you time. Yeah.
My have me time?
You're lucky because I use my me time and some of your you time while you're sleeping. Yeah, I figure, hey, Drew ain't using his you time. Might as well make it me time. Right?
You might as well.
Screw you time. That's what I say.
Use that semen up.
Right. Right. Hey, there's still some semen in Drew's sack. Let's see if I can get out of my door. Yeah, that's my rallying call. Drew's penis would want it this way. That's what I say. Brett?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Okay. Like, I think I might be gay, and I think people are, like, starting to catch on to me.
How's that?
What
leads you to believe that?
Well, like yesterday at breakfast, my dad called me a fruity ass.
I think he was bogus.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious.
He called you a fruity ass?
Well, like, he's been worried because, like, the other day, like, I never have girls over, and all of my friends, like, we just sit around and kind of, like, play Doom, and, you know, we don't really do a whole lot, get out of the house, and he was watching American Pie, and he thought that maybe, you know, we were going to start doing stuff with each other and stuff, and, you know.
Uh-huh. So he was trying to be funny?
I don't know, because it really freaked me out.
Drew, you remember the first time your dad called you fruity ass?
Yeah,
you're junior,
about,
huh?
No, I was about 7.
Oh, you're old? Oh, younger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett, don't fret about this so much. Just develop your network of friends. Get out of the house. Go to college. Figure out who you are, what you are.
Yeah, don't play Doom.
And don't play Doom, and don't be in a hurry to announce to your parents what what you're all about.
And let me explain something. Doom is for nerds, not gays.
Oh, because when he called me pretty ass, his hand was on my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's the bogus part. Okay.
What? I believe him. Really?
It was all right.
Yeah? Your dad raped you?
No.
Is it good? No? Just a little goosing? Yeah, you know, Brett was, he was sounding gay.
Yeah.
Like he was kind of working. You know what that was? It's very subtle, but that's trying to sound gay without trying to go over the top.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to make it blatant?
Gayish.
Gayish? Yeah. Amy?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, well, I found a girl's number in my boyfriend's room, and I didn't think anything of it, but then I was thinking today, and so I called her. And she said that he's been, like, giving her rides all over the place and doing her and just wanting to be her friend. And she said that, like, he bugs her and all this crap.
All right. Listen, you know my S-word policy? Even though I know many of you are stupid, high, and uneducated, or possibly all three, you cannot use the S-word on the radio. And I know that's... I know
yeah.
that's news to a lot of you, but close your eyes and count the number of times you've heard the S or the F word on the radio.
By the way, I'm starting to hear that on cable now. Both words.
Really? What do you mean cable?
Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
Is the F word. And
it's HBO. That ain't basic cable, though.
Is it?
No, you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
You didn't know you're paying for that?
It's part of some package, usually, HBO.
Yeah, the package you pay for.
Mm. Well, I got DirecTV.
True.
It's not cable. It's not cable.
Okay, but the point is there's basic cable.
No, it's DirecTV. Did you get it?
How dare you? Here's what I'm saying. You buy a package. Those packages have some premium channels in it. You know, Cinemax, HBO. Those are considered, you know, the pay channels.
Okay.
You understand?
Except I got DirecTV, so I get automatically everything.
I know, but you automatically get everything that you pay for. They have packages in DirecTV.
They have packages for multiple feeds, but everything comes included. In other words, you can get New York feeds of things and Chicago feeds.
Right, but here's what I'm saying. You can sign up for DirecTV,
yeah,
and you can say, I want a basic cable package, or I want the basic cable package and the premium channels, five HBOs and, you know, a Cinemax and a Playboy channel, or just give me the HBO and no Playboy channel. You know, you can make DirecTV. Your own package. It's satellite, right?
Yeah, but it's
not all or nothing. It's not all or nothing.
Right.
Hey, I have satellite. You know all I have? I'm asking because I don't know how to work the goddamn thing. I've had it for 3 years. I swear to Christ, I don't know how to work the thing. But I have satellite, and all I have on the satellite is the ability to order movies. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's all I have. That's all I signed up. Well, it's $15 a month.
Interesting.
You pay $100 a month.
50 or something.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Hello. This is your radio. Love Line.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split. And recently, they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
If you have children between the ages of 12 and 16 who are significantly overweight, they can participate in a research study at the University of Minnesota involving experimental drug treatment. A percentage of patients will receive the experimental drug, the others an inactive or sugar pill. Again, this U of M study is for children, male or female, obese, and between 12 and 16 years of age. Call 612-627-1991. 612-627-1991. 1-877-627-1991 for information.
The world is operating at internet speed. Do you have the skills to keep yourself from being left behind? Minnesota School of Business and Globe College are your superhighways for taking the lead in the cutting-edge world of Cold Fusion, Flash, Dreamweaver, Quark Express, Illustrator, JavaScript, Windows NT, Cisco routers, and more. MSB Globe's courses in e-commerce, networking, and computer graphics are designed for everyone. From novice to expert, call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. Excellent employment opportunities exist as companies retool at a frantic pace to meet the demand of today's computer generation. Let MSB Globe's industry-experienced instructors teach you the skills companies are looking for. MSB Globe offers financial aid to those who qualify, career placement services, and small classes. Call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Don't be left behind.
I wonder if these shoes really match my dress.
Is my hair right, or is it a mess?
Will my jokes get a laugh, or will fate be cruel?
One thing I know is my breath is cool.
Spirit's Powerful Mints have more than just a powerful mint taste. They've got rest. Your breath feels powerfully clean, powerfully fresh.
Then when I put myself together, I put aside the doubt.
Look out, world, I'm stepping out.
Certain powerful mints in the sleep pack. Be certain with certain. Minnesota's largest on-air collection of alternative classics. This is Zone 105 Music.
Round the words you say.
Alternative revolution lives on.
20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Tomorrow night we'll be at the Television and Radio Museum, which is in Beverly Hills, broadcasting the show while allegedly a group full of people watch us. Is that true?
30 reserve spots.
Really?
Can't wait to see who they are.
I bet we put 11 people in those seats, and I'll bet you three of them are there into the 12 o'clock hour.
No. None.
No, that's right. People who watch this radio show get over it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's midnight.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Ted?
Hello.
Ted, you're 50. What's up?
Well, you know, I was listening to Dr. Drew driving home, and I know of a couple of cases where a snake came out of the toilet and bit a guy, and then I know when there was rats coming out of the toilet also and bit a woman.
Really?
In the United States?
Well, one was Cameron Bay, where the guy got bit, and he died on the toilet, and the guy went in and found him, was bit.
Wait a minute. This is something you were there, or?
Yeah, I was in the service at that time.
Where's Cameron Bay?
It's in Vietnam.
Okay, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I told him, go, that's in Vietnam.
The other one was in Sebastopol, where the rat came out of the toilet.
Okay, United States, not happen.
No.
Doesn't happen in the United States.
No, I worked for the city. I had to install backflow devices to keep the rats from going into the people's houses.
Where?
In Sebastopol, California.
Really?
Yeah, back in 78, actually.
That's a good gig.
Well, you know.
Ted, get down in the sewer, the rat-infested sewer, and install backflow devices on the heads.
Hey, you know, guys got to make a living.
You sure do. Yeah. So, where would you install the backflow device?
You'd install it on the city side of the sewer.
So you'd be down in the main sewer.
You dig a hole, it's a 4-inch piece of pipe, and you put a backflow in it.
Yeah. So it
only goes one way, and then the trap door shuts, and the rats can't come out of the sewer.
Right. Absolutely safeguard against this happening.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Doesn't happen.
Oh, right.
So that's why we had to put them in, because it did happen.
Yeah, rats can get through there. Rats can do it. Rats can go. I heard a story where a rat crawled in a guy's ass and went out his urethra. That happened to a buddy of mine in the service. Why is it when you're in the service, everything happens?
Well,
all right, so when you're in Vietnam, guy got bit by a snake on the can.
Yep.
And then the next guy went in and found him, got bit by the same snake.
Yep.
And that makes sense.
How'd the snake crawled up out of the toilet, bit the guy in the ass?
No, they're half 55-gallon drums.
Oh, I see. It was cramping. Oh, well, he didn't...
It wasn't a toilet.
Yeah, you want to go out to Arizona and take a crap out in the desert, you might get bit by a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you were killed. Let me tell you.
I would love to know the last time a rat actually made it into a home, into any sort of public toilet, for that matter.
Elvis died on the throne. He was the last great man to die on the throne. But, yeah, toilets have a... let me tell you guys a quick toilet story.
How do they get through the...
Toilets have a trap.
Yeah,
everything has a trap. Everything that goes into a sewer, whether it's your sink, your dishwasher, whatever, they have traps. They have air gaps so that the stink from the sewer can't come up out of the drain. You wonder why the drain doesn't smell in your sink, although it does go down to the sewers because of the trap that's at the bottom of the thing. Toilets have that, too. One time my friend, he left his dog with me. All right. This is when I was living in dump number 2 in North Hollywood, rented a house across the street from the crappy apartment I had. This dog had a hard rubber ball. The guy was a juggler. Philip the Juggler, we called him. You know why?
He juggled.
And his name was?
Philip.
That's right.
Now you can see him in Branson.
Philip the Juggler,
right?
Working in Branson. That's right. Opening for Andy Williams. Ha ha. I used to think he was a big star. Now who's laughing? All right, here's the point. He had this dog named Mocha, and I looked after this dog while he was juggling somewhere. And this dog used to play with his juggling balls, which were full silicone. Just a hard chunk, I think, of like vulcanized rubber or something. They were not hollow. And they're the size of a tennis ball, but they were hard. This dog used to play with this thing, and apparently this dog got thirsty and went to drink out of my toilet and dropped this ball into my toilet.
Oh.
This ball then went down around where I couldn't see it, but got wedged in that trap inside the toilet. So I come in there, I take a crap,
and
the thing's overflowing.
Oh, the humanity.
Okay, now, when you're poor, you can't call the Roto-Rooter guy because it's $85 for the guy to get out of his van. So, you're a resourceful guy, what do? You rent a snake. And I'm wedging this snake down the toilet, but it's hitting this ball, which is solid silicone, and it is wedged into this thing, and I'm pushing it in further, and I'm going, why can't I get this snake into this toilet? And it's going in about 3 inches to the point where I can't see the end of it, and then it's just coiling up. I can't move it. I'm actually shoving the ball further in. So then what do? I unbolt the toilet. Unscrew the toilet from the ground, lift the toilet up and move it, and now I look down that hole. Nothing.
Uh-oh.
Or what's the next move? Get up on the roof with the garden hose. See, sometimes knowing how stuff works screws you even more because you get in deeper instead of just crying and calling the plumber. Now I'm up on the roof with the garden hose, putting it down the breather vent because toilets, they all have your sink, your toilets, they have to breathe, they have a vent. There's a little... 2-inch pipes you see coming out of people's roofs.
Yeah.
That's not for exhaust or a fireplace or anything. That's the plumbing breather. Put the hose down there and try to blow out whatever's down in there. Hose down, nothing. Now more stuff down the drain. Can't figure out why until I eventually actually like turn the toilet over and examine it and see the ball that is wedged up in there, that Mocha stuff. Yeah, great. Got a day. Dog just carry around its mouth, drop it in there, get a drink, and my day's ruined.
Oh, boy.
Hey, let's call me anyway.
Yeah. No, I knew the plumber, and that's what got me into trouble. Kamal?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yes, I am.
You need to turn your radio down.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it down for you.
All right.
Nice. What has just happened to him?
I don't know. Some people are so theatrical that when they do stuff, they have to make the noises. It's like they're making a movie about turning the radio down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me turn it down. Blink. Bang. Get up. Squeak, squeak, squeak on the wood floor. It's like someone added sound effects to this. Kamal?
How you doing?
Good.
Adam?
Yes.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, Kamal. How
love
are you doing?
Love all your shows. Love all your shows, my friend.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I got a problem, man.
Where are you calling from, Kamal?
Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, what's up?
Well, my girlfriend, she has a problem, and she doesn't want to admit it to me. You know, alcohol, my major in Wayne State is psychology.
Yeah.
And I've looked at a all my life I've been around people who drink.
Yeah.
And when they drink, if maybe I'm mistaken, but you tell me if I'm right or wrong. When they drink, they turn into totally different people.
Some people.
Well, here's the problem.
Most people I've been around.
If they're alcoholic, they do.
Yeah, alcoholics go berserk.
Yeah, they tend to be very different.
Well, you know, and about a week ago, we got into it. She came in the house. She came home drunk, and she wanted to fight with me.
Mm.
And I've never put my hands on a woman. I think that's the most cowardly thing you can do is put your hands on a woman.
Yeah.
And she put her hands in my face like she wanted to test me and see what kind of man I was. And I didn't know what to do. You know, so I told her to leave. Well, now she's packing her things. Now she come in the house tonight drunk. She's leaving out the door now. She's packing all her things, and she wants to leave. It's like every time we get into a small argument about something, she wants to pack her things and leave.
Yeah. Damn, bitch.
Well, put her on the phone.
Right. That's why I say the same thing. She doesn't want to come. I said, why don't you talk to my man Adam? Because, hey, I watch the show every day, and
Thanks.
The man wouldn't lie to me.
Put her on the phone.
She doesn't want to come to the phone, Adam. She's out the door. She's walking down the hallway right now.
You sure you don't do like a Geraldine impression? You could put her on?
I guarantee you. I'm telling
right.
you what's going on right now.
All right. Listen.
You know,
listen. Let her keep walking. She's an alcoholic. Good.
Right.
Let her go.
Well, not that alcoholics need to be abandoned, but that
she's leaving him.
That's the thing about it. I don't want to abandon her. I don't want her to feel like, well,
she's not willing to change. She's not willing to do
it. Well, how long has she been drinking heavily?
Well, I've been knowing her for about a year now, and for the last 6 months, everything's been different.
All right.
Because of the alcohol.
All right.
She would drink myself.
She, Kamal, would have to be treated, or this isn't going to change. And if she's not willing to change, not willing to get treatment, this ain't going anywhere. So probably the best thing is if she does leave.
Hey, listen, everybody. Your alcoholic, antagonistic girlfriend leaving you is not the world's worst thing.
It's a shame. It could have been an opportunity for her to get better, and if she were willing, but she doesn't sound willing at all. The relationship isn't worth enough to her.
All right, let me say this. Doesn't it seem like most people, when they're talking about an addiction, whether it's booze, sex, or pills, what have you, there's sort of a cycle. It has a cycle, a life. It has a life.
It has a natural history, we call it.
Yeah. It's like this guy's going to be an alcoholic from 17
yeah.
to 22.
Yeah, has a predictable
17
course.
To
yeah.
27.
Yeah.
That's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get there at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you show up in the middle.
Right.
And hopefully sometimes you show up at the end or even after the end.
Right.
And Kamal may have shown up toward the beginning of this.
Or the middle of it somewhere, yeah.
Well, she just started 6 months ago, he said.
Yeah, it
sounds like the beginning.
Fast, though. Yeah.
Here's my point. She may be another 2 or 3 years off of this thing.
Yeah.
Fine. Do it. You know, you be compassionate. You do what you can do. But if she's not going to listen to you,
that's it.
Yeah. She wants to self-destruct. She's going to self-destruct.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, let's take a little break.
See you again.
Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the
1-800-LOVE.
Call
911.
This is Adam
Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Alternative classics are always just a click, click, click away at zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer. It's all happening at zone105.com. Zone 105 Music.
Unbelievable.
Blending the lost decade with the last decade. 20 years of alternative classics.
Yeah.
Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was our special spooky Halloween show. Yeah. We're going to take a little extendo break here, about 22 hours worth. And we'll be coming to you tomorrow night from my fabulous Beverly Hills. That's where the Beverly Hillbillies live. And we'll be doing working from the Radio and Television Museum. So, until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Whoa.
This has been Love Life. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.
If your equipment isn't properly set up,
KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie, Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classic Zone 105 and music from the Smashing Pumpkins. Hey, it's Ben. Back again for the overnight. This just in from the Zone 105 Sports Center. The Vikings have lost in overtime. That's how we're really going to talk about it, you know? We got music this hour. Lemonhead, some Oasis. I'm taking your requests all night long. 989-9105. Right now, it's Sinead O'Connor. Alternative Classic Zone 105.
Sunday, and I
105's Tim Connolly with the Zone Files.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files.
Tim takes you behind the scenes and talks to and about your favorite Zone artists. Plus, Tim is your inside connection on everything Hollywood has to offer. And we mean everything. The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
My toes are busted, my kitchen says my bread is folded. I got a good job at the dollar store. One foot in the hole, one foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker. And I ain't got much time to lose. I'm faded, red busted, been jaded, I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days.
Alternative Classics Zone 105.